Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi there, this is the Good, the Dad and the Ugly podcast. We're back again, and this is the big question. It's me, Seth, and Jamie.
Hiya.
And we're here with Elliot Ray from episode 11, who runs the Music Football Fatherhood website. Hi, Elliot.
Hey.
Our big question for today is, what role should grandparents play?
It's a good question.
It is a good question.
Yeah, it's a big question.
So, do you have you got?
Well, I think Elliot should probably like.
It was actually Elliot's suggestion, we should.
Yeah, so it's something that I'm sure like all parents have a view on, depending on your situation.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just such an interesting one, man. For me personally, you know, both like my parents and my wife's parents are quite different in terms of their approach.
Yeah.
And I feel like me and my wife have to talk about their involvement quite a lot sometimes.
When you say you're different in your approach to what?
So my parents and my wife's parents are quite different. So my wife's parents are more, I would say they kind of get their hands.
More hands on.
Kind of.
Right.
But then my parents are very supportive, don't get me wrong. But they might ask us certain things or be a bit more sensitive to certain stuff. And it's just like a lot of it's a cultural thing as well. But I feel like me and my wife, we have to have conversations about how are we going to handle this, basically. Like,
yeah.
And it's so hard because we want their support. But at the same time, I'm a big believer in, look, I'm the parent. I make the final
Back
decision.
Yeah.
But how do you do that in a nice way where they're still babysitting your children?
And it is tough. Like, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting one because my parents live quite close and Nat's mum lives sort of a little bit further away, but really not that far away at all. So we're quite lucky in as much as we have quite a lot of support from all of them. So, but I guess it is quite a, you know, it's a balancing act of, how much you kind of, you know, lean on them and then kind of do things your own way to a certain extent, isn't it?
Yeah, and for me, so basically we moved back in with my parents.
Oh, wow.
So we can save, so we can buy a house soon or whatnot. So that adds just...
That's intense.
A complete other layer. Yeah, yeah. So don't get me wrong, it's great because if you have a hangover...
you have Bebo's run out of batteries.
Exactly. But at the same time, yeah, it is that real balancing thing. So basically I said, they, you know, we said we want to move back because we can't save while we're renting, and they were like, yeah, cool. And like literally we're like, you know, really thankful. And my mom was like, you know what, we're not going to get involved in your parenting decisions. So I was like, great, cool, yeah, that we really appreciate that. So at the beginning, you know, that was how it went. And then over time, oh, is she gonna have another bath tonight? Didn't she have a bath yesterday? Or should she be wearing that jumper? It's not that cold out. Like, you know, these little things where you're like, look, just want to be the dad. Just want to be the parent. And don't get me wrong, it's not major stuff. Like, they don't get involved in major decisions, but sometimes just those little decisions.
Yeah.
That can be the catalyst for then, you know, you feeling like the boundaries are being overstepped and stuff.
Do you feel like most like confronted by that, or does your wife?
I would say at different times. It depends what mood we're in.
Yeah.
But probably me, to be honest. Yeah, I think because it's my parents, they say stuff to me.
Right, okay.
So she kind of gets away. They don't really say anything. So they're like, oh, my daughter-in-law. Yeah, whereas yeah, it's yeah, like yeah. me, it's like, you're back again in my house.
Yeah. When you're under my roof.
Exactly. At your big age, you're back. So yeah, I probably bear most of the brunt of that. But that's it's okay. And I think it is easier for me because I am at my parents. So yeah. I think it's harder for her anyway, isn't it? Because she's in someone else, another woman's space.
You're right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. What do you think? Do you think how's your relationship and stuff?
Well, we've got an unusual kind of setup, I suppose, because well, first of all, my partner Alice, she's from New Zealand, or her parents live in New Zealand. She's actually from Australia, but her parents live in New Zealand. So, like, unfortunately, you know, Eliza doesn't get to spend that much time with her on you know her grandparents on that side. Although her mum's coming over soon. But then on the other side, we live like right around the corner. We don't quite live in the same house, but we live so close that it almost could be the same house. Like if we've run out of milk or something, you can be there in like 90 seconds. It is good because you still have that bit of, you know, your own space and privacy, but yeah it's for like, certain things.
It's like Everybody Loves Raymond. That's what I'm picturing.
Yeah, it's exactly like that. Yeah.
Just not sharing a bathroom like we do. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. But it is it's really, really handy for things like, you know, childcare and, you know, if we need to pop out or something to do something, then it makes it really, really handy. But yeah, inevitably there is that
flip side.
You feel, I don't want to kind of talk, you know, too much about it because, you know, perhaps there have been, you know,
instances. What do you think is the least helpful thing? I think I've worked it out. The least helpful thing a grandparent can say to let's just say to Nat, to your missus, what would be the least helpful
thing? In the early days, it's like stuff around breastfeeding and stuff like that. Stuff is just because I don't know, the old school, the bottle was like, you know, a good thing and give the baby a bottle. And my wife wanted to breastfeed and there was pressure. Yeah. Oh, the bottle. Blah, blah. And you just really feel like saying, now's not the time. Like, give us like a year. Yeah. But I feel like I think as they get older, you're kind of less sensitive. But at the beginning, because you're quite sensitive anyway, because you've got a new baby. And there's those massive things like breastfeeding. What's the other things I would say?
I mean, the thing...
Medicine.
I think I've worked out the phrase that will drive a woman crazy in the quickest amount of time, and that phrase is when a parent picks up the baby because they've been crying and says, what's mummy done to you? Or what's mummy been doing to you? Or that kind of thing. And that will murder someone.
Yeah,
you know it, that it'll get.
That's kind of obviously ill-advised. That,
well, no, sure. But it's that kind of, what's mummy done to you? That kind of thing.
People say
to be like all sweet and that, but
some people have.
But I've said that to Nat. I've said that to Matilda, and I've nearly had to leave. Do you know what I mean? Like nearly leave.
But even, but I thought you were saying it in a serious way. But if you're saying it as a joke, then
but that's my point.
Still serious,
you do not say that.
Yeah,
right? That is really.
It's like emotional intelligence. Some people say,
you don't. She doesn't know what she's doing. Let me take care of the situation.
And when people like, I know the one, when they say, isn't she sleeping yet? Doesn't she sleep through? And, and they try and make you feel like
you've done something wrong.
And it's like, no, my baby just doesn't like to sleep.
Yeah.
So to do with what I'm doing, that would really annoy me.
Yeah.
When people said that stuff.
Yeah.
I think the only time I've got, I talk about my parents, the only time I feel that they've kind of given us questioning. Like they've been really good in as much as like leaving us to do what we do, and you know, because I think they're aware that when they were in quite a similar situation to us when I was born, and you know, that kind of thing. So I think they're quite happy just to let us do our thing. But it's when we talk about taking Matilda abroad when she's quite young, and we're taking her to India in January, and she'll be like 6 months old. And I still don't think that's gone down particularly well. And I think they're quite nervous about that. Mm. But we're fine. But do you know what I mean? Like, they're fine. But it's just, that's the one thing that I think if they could say, we don't think you should be doing that, even though they haven't said that,
that's good.
I think that's probably what they would, you know, I kind of get that vibe sort of thing. But
see, my parents would say.
Well, we would just go.
Both. Yeah. I think it's a cultural thing. Like, so I was having a conversation, Eleni, with black girls' hair, basically, it has to be done because if it's not done, then it can just look undone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So yeah, I guess European hair is probably a bit easier to take care of. Afro hair, you have to
Matilda's hair looks like Donald Trump's at the moment.
Okay,
it's
fair enough.
Fucking hilarious. But anyway, carry on, yeah.
So we had to get the MOT done the other day and we were running late and our plan was to go to her parents after the MOT. And it was either we all go together, we get the MOT done and we go to Salisbury where they live, or I go get the MOT and by the time I come back, it's going to be too late to go.
Yeah.
So I was like, look, let's just go. So we didn't do Eleni's hair, basically. And then, so we put a hat on her. But obviously, when we got to my wife's parents, I think they're a bit like, why did you let your baby out without hair? And I think, basically, that cultural thing, African and Caribbean people, that generation, they just say whatever they want. Like, there's no filter. And you have to be quite thick-skinned.
Yeah.
It's just a cultural thing.
They don't respect that. I think that's helpful.
Yeah, they don't mean anything by it, but they all just... Like, my grandma will just say stuff. Like... So you got to be prepared. I don't know, if you put on a bit of weight or something, like, and you're feeling a bit subcon. Oh, you put on weight.
Yeah, there's no kind of approaches.
And I think it's just a cultural thing. And yeah, I guess growing up over here, though, where I'm like, you know...
Well, we're very
British,
reserved.
Yeah, exactly. So I understand the culture, but I'm still, you know... up here, so for me it's still kind of getting used to that thing. he's gonna say that
have either of you worked out what you're doing for Christmas, like, because that's another thing. That's a bit of a I thought it'd be more of a minefield with my parents, but it hasn't been and I'm quite grateful for that. But
so
like,
what's the situation, what
we're having Christmas, because Nat's been over at my parents quite a few times for Christmas, but I've never spent it with Nat's mom and her grandma, so we're having them over to ours on Christmas Day, but spending Christmas Eve with my parents, basically, and like that. But I mean, I stressed about this for quite a few weeks before, like, bringing it up and talking about it. Because I generally thought I'd break my mum's heart.
It's the first Christmas. Yeah, first Christmas.
That's it.
Yeah.
If it was me, I don't, you know, whatever. Yeah. But as it's Matilda's first Christmas, I thought that.
Yeah.
You
know, we just alternate.
Yeah.
Since we got married, that's what we've done. And then, you know, so I think Eleni's first was at my wife's parents, but literally just because it was our time to go there.
What, and
so.
Your parents didn't care?
It's the rules, mate. We have to all turn.
That's it. Yeah.
We were here last year. Like, someone's going to be upset, but unless, so that's the only way we can do it.
I think what it is is that my dad's parents, I was really close to them, and they always had Christmas at theirs. And their house was like the family house that all the cousins and aunties and uncles would go to. It was a bit of the hub every weekend. And I think my parents maybe saw that would be their role when it came. I don't know, I'm guessing here, but then when we brought it up with them, totally cool, everything's fine.
Unless they're secretly crying.
I'll be getting no presents this year. Yeah, that's me. Father Christmas will not be kind. Have you worked out what you're doing for Christmas?
Well, I mean,
oh yeah, good, yeah, of that, course, like, yeah. You're not going to, yeah,
we could, but
and it'd be summer over there.
It would be summer over there. We did go 2 years ago, obviously that was before Eliza was here. But it's so expensive traveling to New Zealand at Christmas. It's like the most expensive trip you can do. So
yeah,
not this time, but maybe next year.
Yeah.
Do you guys have brothers and sisters that can fill the gap when you're not there?
Yeah. Although my sister said you're not allowed to leave the family Christmas until I have a husband with child, because otherwise it's just me stuck there. So.
So you're not allowed to not be there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So you got to be there.
So I'm not going to be there, but I'm not going to be there. So it's fine.
Elliot, do you have siblings?
Oh yeah, older sister and a niece who is 4. So my niece lives around the corner.
Right.
So her and that's Mia nice. And Eleni, like, they're pretty much like sisters. Literally, like, they are sisters. When they're apart, they're like, oh, Eleni's like, I want to see Mia, and then as soon as they see each other, they just start fighting. And it's so funny. It's like you guys missed each other all week, and then you annoy each other when you see each other. Proper sisters and siblings.
But yeah, so with grandparents, we think their role is to kind of give support, but kind of know the boundaries. Is that what you're saying?
I think it's hard for grandparents.
Yeah,
maybe we should. We should. I mean, we already have had one granddad on.
Yeah,
obviously we had Mark Harris on.
Yeah,
but we didn't go into a huge amount of detail about the granddadding.
Yeah.
But I think it is a hard role, isn't it, to like be there for support, be there for childcare, but also know when you're overstepping your boundary.
Exactly. And feel like you know better because you've got all that experience, but at the same time want to leave your child to kind of learn themselves and make their own mistakes. So the same, but then you don't want them to make too big a mistake. Yeah. Otherwise, you know,
you're picking up the pieces.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's true, actually. And like, even me, even where I said, you know, my parents, you know, comment on stuff. Actually, we're living in the house. They have been really good to us. I don't want them to listen to this and be like, what the hell ungrateful. Are you talking about?
Yeah.
I'm grateful. Oh,
that's a good point.
Love you, mum and dad.
Yeah, my parents
it's not that
this.
Deep. Yeah. They won't listen anyway, but just in case they do at some point in their lives.
Yeah, my parents will probably listen to this.
Oh, really?
We really appreciate everything you're doing. So just keep doing it.
Keep those curries coming, dad.
Yeah.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.